Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, February 18th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, our ministry's Daily Encouragement Net. And today, we want to share a message that we hope will both encourage and instruct in the Scriptures. Our message is titled, Laying Aside Every Weight. The Scripture text is Hebrews 12, verse 1.
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
When we travel, I'm thankful that Brooksine and Astera allow me to pursue one of my favorite tourist activities. I enjoy taking factory tours. Sometimes they go with me on the tour. Other times we may find something else for them to do. I think they would probably rather go to a shopping mall.
Not always.
Several years ago, we took a vacation in the Pacific Northwest, rented a car, traveled all through the region in Washington and Oregon, including a close-up trip to Mount St. Helens, although we didn't climb up to the rim. I wanted to go to the factory where they make Boeing 747, so we headed up to Everett, Washington. At 472 million cubic feet, and that's a figure I can't put my arms around, it claims to be the largest building in the world, and it really is an amazing sight. A bus was used to take us on the tour. As I recall, there were three assembly lines with the huge planes being built on each one. Workers scurried about riding bicycles, the place is so huge. During our tour, we were unable to get up close to the planes as they were being assembled. But I read this interesting tidbit. Before the engines are installed, huge weights are hung from the wings to keep the planes balanced. The solid steel weights are bright yellow and marked 14,000 pounds. Stenciled on the side of each weight is this warning, remove before flight. Well, I think it's somebody having some fun, but who knows, given today's crazy lawsuit-prone society. Well, the daily verse has long been among my very favorites. As I recall, the first sermon I ever preached was at the State Lung Hospital in Mount Vernon, Missouri, and I preached from this text. I've been involved in both track and cross country when I was in high school, and as a runner, scriptures that use running as an illustration of our spiritual journey have long blessed me.
Let us lay aside every weight. That's the verse we read. Foundational to good running is shedding all the weight possible. Stephen recalls as a serious runner the importance of this, especially in the footwear. Although the athletic footwear industry was not nearly as developed then as it is now, there was a lot of emphasis still placed on the shoe for running. The lighter, the better.
What then are the weights that we should remove so that we might win this spiritual race? In general terms, anyone or anything that hinders our spiritual progress. Such encumbrances might even be good things. Continuing with the athletic metaphor, a winning athlete does not choose between the good and the bad. He chooses between the better and the best. So strip off and cast away even harmless things if they hinder your progress, divert your attention, sap your energy, or dampen your enthusiasm of the upward call in Christ Jesus.
Another part of the verse says, and the sin which so easily ensnares us. The word for easily ensnares in the Greek is
euperistatos.
Thank you, interpreter. Which has the sense of thwarting in every direction. There are two different views as to what the writer of Hebrews is referring to here. One view sees it as a sin common to all believers, such as doubt or unbelief, although he doesn't specify the sin. The other view is that this is a specific sin that each individual believer deals with that easily ensnares one's spiritual growth. For some, it might be lust, others anger, and there are so many others we could list. There are issues that I deal with that you don't, and vice versa. But we're told to throw off the sin. Common forms of ensnarement that we have noted over the years and have dealt with ourselves sometimes: bitterness, resentment, lack of self-control, and so forth.
Today, let us deal forcefully with these issues in our lives. And, concluding that verse, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
And let us pray together. Father, we often find ourselves running the Christian marathon with burdensome weights that slow us down, weary us, and obscure our spiritual vision of those beyond the clouds who are cheering us on. They bore the same kinds of temptations and trials, yet remained victorious as they ran with endurance the race marked out for all of us. Help us to throw off troublesome weights and soar on wings like eagles. In doing so, we will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not faint, no matter the burdens we bear, since we cast them on you, our burden bearer. And we do so in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our podcast. This is the message we have prepared for Thursday, February 18th, 2010. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net, and that's where you can see the additional resources I now mentioned, where we have photos on our site and links to, links to the factory tour and some more photos of the huge plant in Everett, Washington I referred to. We also typically, and today is no exception, place up some music that we feel would be a blessing to you. And we have four songs posted today that we feel relate to the message. One I especially like, and it's sung by Steve Green, is "Oh, I Want to Know You More." Well, thank you for joining us today, and we want you to be encouraged. We want to encourage you to cast off those weights, throw them aside, and indeed faithfully run the race that is set before us. Our blessings upon each listener today.